Ben.
Yeah.
My arm, like my heart, has shattered into 1,000 pieces.
I broke my arm, yeah.
Poor Ben had a whoopsie.
Ben broke his arm.
Ice. Why did no one tell us about the dangers of ice?
Yeah.
We're so worried about other stuff.
They've been telling non-engineering osteoporotic women, haven't they? They just haven't didn't tell Welshmen in their 30s.
Yeah. Exactly. It was the fact that I'm so young and vital that actually caused it, because I sprinted for some reason from the front door of my house towards my car, and on the way met a long white piece of ice. Yeah, so it was partly my own doing, really.
Yeah, you were very much, there's a moral lesson here, isn't there?
Don't be running late for the cinema you're looking forward
to going
to.
Don't be running late for the cinema. No.
Just leave plenty of time. Leave buffers, guys. I include buffers that someone in the party is going to shatter a limb and that's going to need to be treated before we can even get there. That's the level of buffer I'm talking about.
So what form does this buffer take exactly? Oh, it's a time buffer.
Time buffer is the main thing. Plenty of snacks, safety equipment.
With the current state of A&E, that buffer is getting longer and longer.
Indeed, it sure is, yeah. Cinema trips take up, you know, an entire school holiday, basically.
And also you bring a selection of splints, presumably, do you?
Yeah. Splints and battlefield first aid kits.
Rubber necks, false necks, different types of false necks.
That's right.
There might be just...
What, in case there's a prang on the road and we don't want to slow down to look at it ourselves, we just throw a rubber neck out, have a substitute rubber neck.
Check out a physical rubber neck. Yep. Well, no, if you're all wearing rubber necks, then you can... Well, you can almost fully, like an owl, can't you? You can almost fully do a 360 rubber on things you walk. if it's a strong enough, well-made enough rubber neck.
And would I be using the rubber neck as a kind of sling on the way to the hospital? Is that what you're thinking?
You shouldn't have to worry about that, because part of your buffer should also include a convoy that includes an ambulance-equipped vehicle, you know?
So it is a convoy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So for you going to the cinema, Mike, is incredibly expensive, I'd imagine, per hour.
Yeah, and the carbon footprint is massive as well.
But it's nice for all the children and people who live in between you and the cinema, because when they sense that you're coming, because the first couple of chopples will go over about half an hour before.
Yeah, and then there's the road closures as well. They'd have had a series of letters about over the preceding 3 months.
Yeah, so they know. That's right. And all the children will get out there, their little sticks with like a replica of your moustache on that spins in the wind. They'll hold that up as you come past, don't they?
And Mike, when you put all this effort in, is it then sometimes disappointing that nobody breaks their arm on the way? Because actually you arrive 36 hours early.
It can be. And you're anticipating accidents, an attack of some sort, so very rarely comes.
Yeah.
We're all chomping at the bit. We're braced. And they tend to be complete non-events.
So sometimes, Mike, isn't it, if it's a birthday or something, and you're really crossing everything, aren't you? Touching whether there's going to be an arm break. If that doesn't happen, you have broken your own arm, haven't you? During a trip to the cinema.
In frustration.
I've hooked up a couple of special G clamps with a sort of bit of plywood in between, and I just single twist, 90-degree twist, and it just snaps my left humerus just like that.
And you found that it's a relatively painful way of doing it, isn't it?
It's painful. It's a lot of hard work. It's quite distressing for onlookers as well.
Yeah. You don't want it to be too painless, do you? Because obviously you've employed all these people, you know, the pain experts, the but no one can say that word, so I think it's fair enough. but all those people, it's just shame for them to never get used, isn't it?
So yeah, the long-term sort of rehab physios, everyone's there.
Yeah,
the hydrotherapy pool. It's in the back of the back of a Luton,
and the emotional support animal.
It's a whole menagerie of them.
Yeah, it's a whole menagerie, isn't it? Different types, many different sizes of pony, all the way from Shetland to mega pony.
The sympathy tapir,
and the commiseration leopard. Right, he's a bit spicy.
When I did it, I had that thing that happens where I think it's like a bodily thing where I just didn't feel any pain when it happened. So I landed on my elbow and it wouldn't... My arm was obviously fucked, but I felt no pain whatsoever. So I was like, well, this is weird, isn't it? Because my arm is fucked. Like, it's obviously fucked.
You're worried that something more central is wrong with you if you can't even feel it.
Well, Ben, what you're in there is... you're in almost the exact same situation that someone can find themselves in just after a shark attack, which is
no legs.
Everything seems,
but you feel fine.
Which is suddenly like that. You've got no legs, and, but you feel fine, and you're like, you're saying to people, "Look, let's carry on with the holiday.
Let's do bodyboarding now.
Let's do bodyboarding. I think we can make it back in time. We can do that. The beach disco that the hotel's putting on.
Back in time. It's the beach for full moon prawn disco tonight. We can't miss
it's the full moon. It's the full moon prawn disco. Obviously, we've paid for the full prawn package, haven't we? So we've got the prawn wristbands. I mean, my arm's fallen off, but I can still see the wristband on it, which we get access to as many prawns as we can eat for the whole fortnight.
In fact, I probably shouldn't have come into the water covered in so many bloody prawns, because that may have attracted the great white in the first place. I regret that now. But
I went for the breakfast chum bucket, and I actually I should have hosed off before I got in the
and
sea.
And pouring it onto my own head while snorkeling felt like a fun Instagram moment, which
I just thought it would catch
was.
On. I just thought it would catch on.
But I had, Henry, I had a very similar experience to this, which was my version of the midnight prawn beach disco, was that I wanted to go to the last screening of the film Ennis Men that was happening in Cardiff. And I was thinking, look, it's filmed on 16mm film. They've gone for a 70s, slightly grainy aesthetic. Oh, I can't miss this. Mark Kermode gave it 5 stars.
That's like the opposite of the other film that can't be mentioned, isn't it? You've decided to go like all the way to the other end of the spectrum.
I thought it would be a good restorative move, yeah, after the film that should not be mentioned. Yeah.
Now, Ben, I've heard a rumour that the real reason you slipped up, that all of this is a cover story.
Okay, here we go.
But there is a cinematic theme to it, which is I heard the real reason you slipped up was because you were looking at your phone while walking along, and you just learned the information that the film we can't mention has absolutely soared to the top of global box offices all over the world,
and it hit $2 billion,
and is it 2 billion? And it was the 2 billion figure.
So just that number just shattered his arm just on that sight.
Just that sheer
bone
number.
Burst.
The sheer weight of that statistic, literally, and this has been known to happen. And also, what you're not telling us is your right foot spontaneously combusted, but you're not even telling people.
Yeah.
Because I thought the fact that it was turning blue was bruising, but it might just be a reaction to that news.
No, and your eyes have changed colour as well. That's rather startling.
And I've got a tail.
Yeah. You developed a tail, and then overnight it went grey. The next, isn't it? So you had to deal with I've got a tail, but it's a lustrous chestnut brown tail. And then the next day it went white. Overnight it went grey because you're still so stressed about the 2 billion.
And they're expensive to dye, aren't they? Down at the salons as well. That's
so expensive down at the
salon.
They
do it by the yard, and it's long.
Ben, but the fact that Ben has broken his arm, right? That is a fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's in a way I felt like when you dropped onto your elbow and it shattered. I felt like all of our elbows shattered in a way. Might you feel that?
Oh yeah, I think of Ben very much as my third elbow.
Exactly. But we've rested on him for too long, and it turns out we have become dependent on him, haven't we?
Yeah, dangerously dependent. But this is not an episode, is it? Crucially.
No, stop talking, guys. This isn't an episode.
It's
what are
not
you doing?
An episode.
Yeah, sorry. It's not an episode to let you know that there isn't an episode. But and thank you for listening to the episodes. And there will be some more episodes in March.
Correct. And also there are other episodes, i.e. bonus episodes, on our Patreon. Patreon.com/3beansalad.
There we go.
Including a brand new one that was out last week.
Yeah, it would have come out. At the time of speaking, I'm going to do it this afternoon.
There we go.
It'll be 3 days ago.
What, put it up?
I didn't need to explain that.
So is it up already in real terms?
What do you mean by in real terms? For the listener, yes.
Or for us now?
Us, no.
Is it not for us? I thought we're
dealing with twin realities here.
Okay.
Which I feel should be your forte.
So yes. Well, we're having a month off. And it's well-timed, isn't it, for Ben with your arm?
It is good, actually, because...
You get to have a month off.
Yeah.
It's not quite enough for everything to fully heal and get rehabbed. So we'll have to cut short that treatment, obviously, before you need to do some serious jingle making and editing for the next series.
Yeah, so jingle making probably not for a few weeks, I imagine.
Ben, obviously don't want to... I'm just going to say it as it is, actually. A lot of people... Well, some people in your situation
have
been through something very difficult. But actually, certainly some, so the way I, for example, I just happen to know how I would react.
Yeah.
Which is, I'd see it as actually a challenge to in a way to rise to the occasion and not be overcome by it, and to actually carry on bloody doing the stuff I did before, and maybe even better, but using my other arm. It's just something that I would do.
So you should turn up to badminton tonight, Ben. You should go.
I would turn up to badminton tonight if it was me. I would keep editing the podcast. I'd certainly keep doing any elements of work that didn't make things harder on my colleague Henry Packer, for example, if I was you, I'm saying.
Yeah. Look, Henry, I know you want to go to ice badminton tonight, but I'm not coming.
But I've got my new ice badminton boots, my icy badmo boots. I got my new...
Yeah. That airstrip signalman Saturday job you've got as well, Ben, you should be turning up to that as well.
Yeah. Ben, I think... In a lot of ways, there is a parallel, isn't there, in a lot of ways? Because you were saying how ice is, you know, the hidden menace.
Yeah.
But there was another great symbol of hope and vitality and the human spirit that was also cruelly waylaid by ice, wasn't there?
The Titanic.
And I think there are a lot of parallels, aren't there?
There are. That's such a good point.
Because you had a mixture of hope and let's not deny it, a little bit of hubris, wasn't there, about your mission to go and see that film?
Plus, there's your bowels full of Irishmen as well.
You've got loads and loads of Irishmen down in your bowels.
Yeah, they said that this elbow would never break, and that was the moment of hubris. And of course, also as I lay on the ground, I was picked up by the passing steamship, the RMS Carpathia.
A passing vessel.
A passing vessel.
Did anyone have the presence of mind to cry, small, icy, slippery puddle right ahead, just before it happened?
Oh, no.
There was no warning at all.
Well, your captain was drunk, wasn't he, as well?
And I kept playing the violin throughout, despite it being incredibly painful.
Also, Ben, you were the first person to compartmentalise your elbow, hadn't you, into... 15 different sections.
Yes, with a selection of bilge pumps, which would...
So your idea was that if it was in 17 sections, there's no way that a break could break all of the sections.
Yeah, you might have to flood the food court.
But then everything else will be all right.
Golly. Something to think about.
Yeah.
So, tread carefully, dear listeners.
Yeah. Yes, please do. Don't let me be a cautionary tale to you. Don't go outside, I would say. Stay inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Until the spring. How will you two be spending your March as I cower in my house?
Oh, just keeping an eye out for that first crocus. You know me.
I'll be spending some much needed time losing myself with my two best friends, Nicholas Nickleby.
And Nicholas Lyndhurst.
Nicholas Lyndhurst. We'll be. I'll be watching repeats of Only Fools and Horses. And
you won't be reading Dickens to Nicholas Lyndhurst.
What? I haven't finished. I'll be watching repeats of Only Fools and Horses during my lunch breaks. The rest of the time, I'll be reading. Well, Barnaby Rudge, actually, to Nicholas Lyndhurst.
Anyway, this isn't an episode.
No.
This is an episode.
So if you didn't listen, you chose correctly. Well done. Well judged.
Yeah.
And if you are, don't worry about it, because there'll be some episodes soon in March.
Yes, see you in March. If you want more, have a look on the Patreon. Enjoy Feb, the month of romance.
Have a great February, and don't get it stuck in your head about how many R's are there in February. Is it February? Don't let that get in your head and be self-conscious about it. Is it February? Because I for one, I'm born in February, and so it's a month that, that is particularly important to me, and it's a month I've had to write down a lot or be, you know, for my birth date. But I am still not confident in terms of how many R's there are. In fact, the other day, for example, I got it. I was pretty convinced that I knew how many R's there were in it, and it turned out I was wrong. And it's one of those ones where I think I can say right now, I'm pretty confident that it is February, isn't it? February, yeah. And so saying it like that is a good way to help you remember. But what happens is, because I say to myself, so it's February, so then when I come to have to write it...
And were you born on Wednesday?
I was born on a Wednesday, the second Wednesday of February. So saying it like that, saying it that way helps. But what the problem I have is that I have this thing which is great. So the thing is, with February is, it's got the R, hasn't it? February. But then when I come to write it down, I go, so hang on, is it the thing? I know it's to do with the R, but then I go, hang on, is the thing that it has got the February, or the thing is the thing that it hasn't got the February? Do you know what I mean? So, like, I remember there's an issue around the R, but then it's just like it's like toss a coin as to what the issue is. do you know what I'm talking about?
And that's why we're not doing any episodes in that month.
That's why we're not. We're not doing any.
He got himself into a pickle. He's going to be like this for the next month.
Because no, I had this once. Because I had a similar thing once during my physics GCSE. I spelt my name wrong. It was my first GCSE. It was a big moment, and this was the days of, obviously, students nowadays don't know about this. Because nowadays you do it all by Alexa, don't you, the exams? You just say, Alexa, how good I am at physics. what would I say in response to this question about mass and volume and speed? Mass divided by speed equals volume, whatever. You'd have those handy triangles we used to have. Mass over speed equals volume. No. Mass divided by speed times volume
equals time.
Mass divided by biology equals chemistry over physics.
All in brackets, divided by Barnaby Rudge equals culture. So this was in the days of, so it was before you had Alexa, it was all bits of paper, and you had to write by pen. Again, it's like a joypad. If you imagine a joypad, if it was more...
That leaves a series of stains.
A stain-producing joypad.
I'm not sure today's children are as aware of joypads as they used to wear.
That's the way time is, isn't it? It just keeps on rolling. Because joypads were all, they were the hot thing. What is it now? Probably wireless charging. It was like wireless charging. A pen was like wireless charging, but conical. Tubular with a conical end. and you provided the charge, essentially, didn't you? Using energy, which is created by food that you ate in the form of roast dinners. Again, the kids won't know any of, and none of them. None of these phrases will mean anything. So the point I'm making is, I had to write my name on the front of the first, so I was really nervous, my first GCSE. I had to write Henry Packer. And again, with my name, it's Paker. So the thing with my name is people think there's a C. So the main thing to remember is there's something about the C. It's important that you remember the thing about the C, which is there isn't a C. But I was in that situation of going, I know there's something about the C.
Did you write Henry Kapaka?
Henry what?
Henry Kapaka.
Henry Kaka. So what did you say?
Henry Kapaka.
Henry Kapaka. Anyway, so I had to get Tippex. I had to ask for Tippex from the guy walking around the exam, the exam invigilator. Again, for kids now, that's a floating drone with
the face of Rita Ora.
That reminds me of a friend of mine who went into a Starbucks and they asked for his name for the order, and he said it's Mark with a C, just because that's what he's used to saying. And the person just looked at him slightly confused, and when he got given his cup, it was addressed to Kark.
Excellent. He deserved that. Same thing with February, because I was literally the other day I had to write down February, and I wrote Feb I thought, oh, there's the thing with the R. It's February.
Because- Hang on. How did you write your name wrong? Can we just clear that up?
No, I think I wrote P-A-C-K-E-R.
Oh, I see. Fair enough. Yeah.
But the thing with February is, because what happens is you think to yourself, you get so used to it being February, yeah, with the extra R.
It's not extra, it's just what it is.
Yeah, but with a kind of...
slightly silent R, I guess.
Yeah, silent R.
Not really.
A trouble-causing R.
A troublesome R. But then what happens is that becomes the norm in your head. Over time, over years and years of writing February, and you know most people have to write February at least 3 or 4 times a week. Certainly we did in my day. On bits of correspondence and just because, you know, months are important. It becomes so normal to you that February has an R, an extra R, a troublesome R, that there comes a day when you have to write February. You know two things about February. One is...
How to spell it.
How to spell it, which is there's a troublesome R. But the other thing you know about it is it's a tricky word, this one. It's not quite what you expect. And then when those things come together, you start questioning, hang on, because you're now so used to it being February, the part of your brain that's going, there's something weird about the word February, meets that other fact and goes, oh, maybe is that what's weird about it, which is that it's got
a leap letter in. So the R only, extra R only comes in once every 4 years or what
once
is
it? Every 4 years. It's a leap R. Which also, and of course, February is the day which has the leap year in it, which rounds
things
off.
February is
very,
like
very
a
nicely.
Weird elaboration of a
it's
month.
A weird,
isn't it?
It's got hardly any days in it. It's a joke.
It's like 10 days long.
It's like a 10-day month. Yeah. It's got all these R's. You don't know whether they're coming or going. It's like a revolving door of R's.
I've got to say, actually, Henry, being born in February is lame. It's
pathetic,
a lame month
it?
To be born.
Absolutely pathetic. I know. It's almost like the most nondescript month, isn't it?
It really is.
Because January is obviously dog shit, but at least it's the start.
It's first.
Of something.
It's number
it's
one.
First. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cold, wet, grim, and I suppose blissfully short. So yeah. So just be careful, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a good little bit of public information that. Yeah.
Get your head down. Get through it.
So there it is, not an episode, just a snappy, just 2-3 minute, just an announcement. Yeah, just
a quick
to let you know.
In and out.
Yeah, quite a long non-episode, this non-episode.
Mm. Yeah, but I think, yeah.
Well, I think people probably would have turned off after about 10 minutes. Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
With any luck.
Yeah.
All right, well, see you in March.
Yeah.
See you then. Cheerio.
Bye-bye.
See you then.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.